one of the beers, man?
Right.
I'd like to say good evening and welcome to Jazz is Dead.
Hey, Chuck, pull your duck out.
I'd like to be amazed at these four musicians. Jimmy Herring, sitting over there eating. Billy Cobham. Team Evans. Alfonso Johnson, bass. Outrageous
John,
guitar.
XLR out. Pull your back.
They asked me to, why they asked me to come and open up and do what? Did appear. What was I going to do? So I said, well, since Jessica, I left Jessica home, I ordered her. I bought Pete and Sam out. The guys are out with me this time. They came with me this time. So my whole thing
I got RCA out.
To actually let you know what's happening with the show. Also, my mother, but it is mine. I phone call afterward. You did about 3 sessions a day, starting at 7 o'clock in the morning, about 12, go to another one, 1 to 5, another one, 6 to about 10. Did we get enough playing or not? We hung out at a club called The Matrix, San Francisco, down the Fisherman's Wharf, in that vicinity. And we used to do a lot of playing down there, writing down there, exploring different things. I never forget, he was writing a ballad.
Don't you let that feel come around. Don't you let that feel come around. Oh yeah. Don't you let that feel come around. Don't.
He finally took it out of the mallet. Record it with him. But they forget. Record also with Jerry Garcia, man. Which actually, Jerry Garcia, man, started in LA. Taps on the. That's right. And we had backup guitar players like. Playing rhythm guitar on this particular session. It was quite a session down in LA. The whole team down there from LA started the Jerry Garcia band. Actually, it was a studio band. In the later years, it became a traveling band. We went over to Fantasy. So Jerry, I need to go to Fantasy. I need to do some recording. Most of the songs we've been playing at the Matrix, I had no words to. So we were playing these songs with no words. So when we went to the session, we put words to it. Thank you. We didn't know we were going to use the track, and we put it in there. It came very top, and I couldn't believe it. Time went. In 1971, 72, 73, we're doing so much recording in the studio. This guy said, hey, I think I'll quit the Dead. He's just traveling around. Saunders and Garcia. I said, are you crazy? I said, well, crazy now. Let's do it. That's fine. So we got another Volkswagen. No. We had some fun. Wait a minute. I think that's why they invented Dark Windows, just because of Jerry and I. I told him to send me Jerry. But we had some great time. We did all kinds of numbers. We did Dylan tunes. We did original tunes. The sky was my mentor. It's quietly becoming more and more quiet. Introduced me to a song called Dynamite, which I had no idea who King Floyd was. Oh, yeah, let's take this out. Come on, y'all. I think the time is right. Let's get down in the groove. Get this out of sight. What it is, everybody. This is my book that's going to be coming out, you see. Something to my madness. We went on and did other numbers. The first group actually do, we told you to do Stevie Wonder's Reggae Woman, which I was terrified. Stevie came out with that particular album, and I loved every track now. And he said, Jerry says, we're going to LA next week. We're going to do this song. I said, are you crazy? And he wants to play with Stevie Wonder. And I don't know if they for that enough to me, he says, I like your version. I like your version. So I just thought it was just being nice. But we were doing so many covers. And there's so many great songs. 1980. I kind of went on my own and became my own. Series called Whiskey. And I never forget a guy that was also doing my writing by the name of Jim McPherson. Also wrote the words for Jane, the Starship. He was a guy. And I told him, I went to the hospital, whatever it is, and it can't be there anymore, because I'm down in L.A. I'm fixing to do a show called Simon and Simon, and they want me to write a song. He said, well, what is it? And I was down in the Universal Studio. He said, well, it's called Paris Blues. I tapped on my phone. He was in the doctors were around. He said, yeah, yeah, part of them. And it was just, he said, let Will talk to him. I talked to him for the lesson. Man, you killed the guy and you gotta write this song. You have to do his words. He gave me to start laughing. And I just said, keep it up, keep it up. He's talking, you know. He gave me these words and I called him back an hour. He said, I need more words. He gave me the words and he never, I think, a year later. That particular segment was on Simon and Simon. Jerry just loved this tune. And I'm like, I'm in Paris, on the left bay. Silent Jerry, just with a few friends. Today, hey, 4 days, pay my dues. 1980s. I was out in the country. My mailman. I could feel something wrong because I was in Mexico. I became very ill this particular afternoon. Perspiring. I got up, got a wet towel, and put on it. And then I told my friend, I said, we must go back to the United States because I have a future. We've been here a long life. I got back to New York. He said, did you hear about Jerry? I said, well, what's wrong? He said, home. I caught the next plane out to San Francisco. Checked my service. It was for real. 5 days they tried to hide Jerry in the hospital. We didn't know about it. I think the first day I went there, no one would tell me. No one said, there is no Garcia. I said, okay. I caught the elevator and went up to 222. There he was. The next day, they hit him again. I went up to 382. The other four times, I went directly to the room and opened the door, and there he was. He was the only visitor in 5 days. No one was scared. Everyone was scared to death. Finally, he went home. I called mom and girl. I said, I'm coming over, mom. What's happening? She said, nothing. What do you mean, nothing? How's he doing? He ate. I was there in a flash. I said, what's wrong with my answer? I can't do it.
Hey, what are you doing?
I told her, come on, girl. I took her for walks. I stayed with this man for about 3 months. First day I told him, I'm gonna pick up the guitar, I'm gonna pick up and stick it down in your mouth. He began to laugh. I said, okay, I'm gonna learn a song. I said, what song? This song took him about 2 months to learn, but it was very good. I said, what is it, Jerry? He said, my father thought it was Jerry. This is for you, Jerry. Thank you. was done, I enjoyed doing it again. The trails left again, I had to do some other things. I wanted to change the music for it. Harker, this is Johannes, new system. I was working with a young man. It's grown. You might go visit playing peanuts. He's a dear friend of mine who got me involved in playing children's music. Because I was doing a lot of children's music in the early 60s, I was so embarrassed that I would use Aunt Monk and Aunt Monk and Sons because my sons were playing with me. Since I was a natural father, I had these 13, 14-year-old kids playing with me. They could play then. They were Chris, and don't forget Chris Hayes. And now you know it's Chris Hayes playing with Huey Lewis and the Blues. Bonnie Hayes writing for everyone. Called Sweet Me, just open up for Jerry and I, and Bill Valley. Oh, when I said Jerry, I said, Jerry, we got some teenagers going to play for us. And he just laughed, yeah, right. He came running out of the dressing room, my God, using that word again, that F word. Kindergartens to nurseries to massage houses, also to doctors performing surgery behind us. People getting married now. So I got a call in my office and said, hey, you need to sell these in the drugstore.
Next week, I need love on this one.
Couldn't believe it. But it made four sound drives. Album, they told us not to drink it. We gave what they signified proceeds to Rainforest Action Network in San Francisco, which was very successful. I'd also like to thank Jerome for telling me to call him up. This is Randy Hayes, the guy in charge, who made sure that every album that came out, they had a little note how to protect it from Rainforest Action Network in San Francisco. That was our goal, that was our plan. We didn't care that everybody in the DJ says, you guys are not playing this type of music, are you? I said, yes, yes. We're going to do some of the proceeds you want. This is it. Thank you. Thank you, sir. While we're in the Matrix, I never forget this particular song. Because he did it really slow. They recorded it slow. So one night, Jerry was playing with me. I said, we're going to pick it up. And I broke into it. He was getting ready to sing and I said,
we're going to take you down.
Sugar, 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 s
you so much. Thank you so much. Love you guys. Love you madly. Love you madly. Get ready for some amazing musicians. Billy Cobham. Alfonso Johnson. T. Lavitz. And Jimmy Harry. Jazz is dead. Thank you so much. See you next time.